Delaware Valley. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here for our second day of broadcasting live in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. So glad to have you with us this morning. Got a lot of good things planned for you today, but let's get it kicked off with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be all holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, it's so good to be back with you here again on this Tuesday. A little bit of a crisp Tuesday today. Got lots of good things lined up for you in the program. We have some music from Carrie Job and from Jamie Grace. We've got an inspirational story I'm going to be sharing with you later on. Have some local announcements of events that are happening in the Philadelphia area, as well as at 7:50 today. To all my fellow worriers out there, I have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. So lots of good stuff. Mr. Dave Parker is with me in the studio today, my right-hand man. Well, Dave, they brought us back for another day.
Yeah.
We must be doing something.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Good morning, everyone. Be safe out there on your drive. And I just want to talk about the weather.
Yeah, you know, Dave, I was when I was getting my coffee this morning, I went to Wawa for my coffee. And by the way, I know we have listeners that are not in the Philadelphia area. For the benefit of those folks who are not so blessed, we have this convenience store, Wawa. Silly name, but great coffee. So when I was getting my coffee this morning, I was cold. Mm-hmm. It's a little chilly out there today.
It's very chilly out there. But praise God that we're in a stretch of good weather. After all the heat of the summer and just last weekend, the rain. And so it's a beautiful day, and praise God for that.
Mm-hmm.
And today's forecast, it's going to be sunny. And the high is going to be around 64 with a gentle east breeze, you know, 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, but still crisp and cool with a low around 49. We're still having the east winds. And then, but tomorrow, another sunny day with a slight shift in the winds. But we're in a good stretch, Gare,
yeah.
And praise God for that.
Yeah,
we do a lot of yard work, you know, that we had to put off. You know, maybe.
I've been putting my yard work off for a long time, brother.
Okay, excellent.
Glad to hear that. Hey, Dave, listen, you know, I just want to share this story. The second day on the air here. Now, I realize that you may not be familiar with Dave and myself. You're going to get to know us more. If you want to find out more about the work that I do, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And I'm blessed to be able to be a full-time Catholic evangelist. And I speak around the country proclaiming the good news. But you know what? I'm a Philly guy, born in Philadelphia. I love the city, and that's why I'm so thrilled to be here on Holy Spirit Radio, to be starting the morning off with you. But I have to be honest, you know, I'm an honest guy. I like to keep things really transparent. Yesterday after the show, and I'm going to share something with you, and Dave, you know, you're involved in this, so I'm going to talk to you about this too. But we were sitting around in the post-show meeting, kind of wrapping things up, and we were fortunate enough to be partaking in some donuts from the Yum Yum Bake Shop, which, by the way, if you've never had Yum Yum Donuts, you got to check these out. If you want to see what these donuts look like, check out our website, holyspiritradio.org, and look at the Spirit in the Morning page. Our mastermind, Frank Eliason here, he did a fantastic job. He really has the website looking great, but he has a picture of the Yum Yum Donuts on there. But
Well, Gary, I want to say. Well, you were talking about the donuts. I mean, at that meeting, now, all of them were consumed. Now, I mean, how many did you have? Yeah. Did you want to share that with our listeners?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I had two. You must know, a White Lightning, which by the way is vanilla cream with vanilla icing on the top, very good. And then I kind of slowed down a little bit, and I had a glazed crawler.
Oh, excellent!
You know, I wanted to step down. Yourself?
Well, I had two, and since you bought them, and I'm not well. I had a peanut butter. What was that called?
I don't remember the name, but it was really good.
Excellent donut, I must say. Okay.
Yeah. We know how to start off the day right here.
Absolutely.
At Holy Spirit Radio. But we're sitting around and having this conversation, and I turned to Frank, and somehow Scrapple came up. Now, I'm a Philly guy. I love Scrapple. My family, they like Scrapple. But it turns out Frank My buddy never had Scrapple. And I say, well, that's okay. I can accept that. Maybe it's a fluke. It's just an anomaly. Somebody who lives in the Philadelphia area has never had Scrapple. But Dave, then I turned to you, and apparently you're not a Scrapple fan?
Well, I'm not from Philadelphia originally. My wife is. She's from Huntington Valley originally, and we met in college in Western PA. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania,
right,
which some people think is in Canada, you know. Anyway, a beautiful part of the state, but I never was introduced to Scrapple until I came back and met my in-laws at the time. And yes, I was introduced. And it wasn't bad, you know. I'm kind of meza on that.
Okay.
Well,
see, I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable here. I'm starting to feel as if I'm all alone. So what I want to do, I know our listening audience, I know that I have some Scrapple fans out here. So I'm basically pleading for help. I want you to let me know, and I want you to email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. And I'm going to read some of these emails on the air. I want to hear from my fellow Scrapple lovers, and I want to hear your Scrapple story, because I'm starting to get concerned. I thought that all of us Philly people loved Scrapple. So send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org, and send me your Scrapple story. Does that sound good? And we'll put it up on the air. I'll read it on the air as we go through the show. But let's move on from Scrapple here, because we got some serious business to do. One of the things I love about this show is we have the ability here. We're here to lift you up, right? And what I want to do is start each day by looking at today's gospel. And I think, you know, as Catholics, one of the problems, one of the mistakes that we make is sometimes we look at the scriptures and we think, well, the scriptures belong in church. I do that on Sunday, and it really doesn't apply to my life. But no, the message of Jesus applies directly to us, and he's going to speak to us now through the gospel. So let's take a quick look at today's gospel from Daily Mass. We're going to put this up on our website as well, holyspiritradio.org, on the Spirit in the Morning page, so you can go back and reflect on this. But here's today's gospel. It's from Luke chapter 11, verses 37 through 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. Now, When you hear this gospel, what's the tendency? The tendency for a lot of us, myself included, is to look at this and say, hey, these Pharisees, these guys, they had no clue. They were hypocrites. But the word of the Lord, when we look at it in sacred scripture, it's challenging for all of us. And I think the challenge for us today is to look at our own life. Am I really living the gospel? Am I being Christ to the people around me? And, you know, it's very easy to be nice to the people that you like, but we all have those people in our lives, I know I do, that are challenging, the people that really push your buttons, the people that you don't want to be nice to. Am I really living out my faith 24/7? And I think that's the challenge today. I think that's a very simple message from today's gospel. And I think it's a message that we really have to ask ourselves each day. Am I living this? Am I really practicing what I preach? Or am I really willing to hear what Jesus says to me? A lot of times what we do is we like certain Bible passages. Those of us that do love Scripture, I know I have my favorites. But if we're going to have this personal relationship with Jesus, as we should, we've got to hear we got to be willing to hear everything that he says to us, not just the good things. So are you willing to listen to everything that he says, especially today? Are there areas in your life where maybe you can clean up a little bit? Are there some areas where maybe I'm not being the Christian that I could be? So as we go through today to the day, let's think about that. And that's the challenge. I think that's really the challenge for all of us, to be able to go out and live the gospel, to be able to live the gospel each day and really show Jesus to those around us. Because, Dave, as you know, there are a lot of people there that don't know Jesus. We may be, as Mother Angelica has said, we may be the only Jesus our neighbor ever sees.
Absolutely. Good point, Gare. I'm a convert.
Yeah.
I grew up a Lutheran, and this was many years ago, several decades ago, right after college. But I always, there was something missing mm-hmm. for me. I mean, the pastor of my church and the Lutheran church was very nice, very good, very holy, spiritual man. But
yeah.
I came away that I still was lacking something. So mm-hmm. I went on my search
yeah.
and found it through a great Catholic campus minister at the college I attended. So that started my journey. And for anyone out there, and this is my favorite, one of my favorite books, but he said to me, Dave, you might want to pick up a copy of The Seven Story Mountain by Thomas Merton. And it was his Thomas Merton's story of his conversion, basically, from being in the world, a pagan, a heathen, mm-hmm. you know, just living by, you know, in the world, the secular world. And it's a beautiful story, climbing the mountain, you know. But I recommend that to anybody. Thanks, Gare, for letting me shout that out.
Okay? Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point. We're all traveling together on this road. None of us are perfect. We're all imperfect sinners. But let's lift one another up and let's try our best today. And that's what we're here to do for you. We're here to help you to get your morning started off in the right way. We heard those words of Jesus. Let's go out and live them today, shall we? Today we've been given another day. We're blessed with the gift of another day. Let's go out and do something. And, you know, a lot of us can get out. Some people can't get out. And we realize that you could be maybe confined to your home. You may be ill. You may be dealing with some sort of a situation in your house. You may have young children at home. God's got a plan for you today wherever you are. So keep that in mind. If you don't do that, if you don't do what he wants you to do, nobody's going to do it. Your prayers can be so effective. So let's keep one another in prayer as well. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time right now is 7:12. I'm Gary Zimak, along with my buddy Dave Parker. This is a brand new show that we've launched this week on Holy Spirit Radio. It's your local Catholic morning show. In fact, it's the Delaware Valley's only Catholic morning show. I'll tell you what, Dave, we've needed this for a long time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And yes, at the end of the day, or middle afternoon, I was here wrapping up some things and received a phone call. I believe the woman's name was Joan, and she basically said the same thing. It's about time we've had a good Catholic drive time show, and it's hitting the mark here. Mm-hmm. So she was well pleased.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for that feedback. And send us. We want to hear your feedback. You can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. And I'm still waiting for some Scrapple stories out there. Dave, I'm starting to be concerned. I don't think there are any Scrapple lovers in our listening audience.
I don't know. I find that hard to believe, Gary. But remember, they're driving to work. So,
that's
right.
Be safe.
Be safe. You know, I know a lot of people are multitaskers, but be careful if you're driving and you want a phone. Maybe someone you're carpooling with can, you know, call in for you. But, Gare, can I, driving to work, if I may, one of my favorite, I may not have time to read it now, but maybe later, but it's from Ephesians chapter 6, 11 through 18. It's put on the armor of God, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Excuse me, folks. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Great message.
So as you drive to your work in this secular world, you know, put on the armor of God for protection.
And once again, thank you, Dave, for sharing that. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:14. Great to have you with us this day on Holy Spirit Radio. We're going to be back in a little while. We got some music coming up. Remember to send those Scrapple emails to gary@holyspiritradio.org. I actually did get my first email, so we know you're awake out there. Rise and shine, Philadelphia. You're on the air with Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 11th. Today we celebrate Pope St. John the 23rd. Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli got a simple start in life in 1881 as the firstborn son of a farming family in northern Italy. Following his ordination in 1904, he filled a series of increasingly challenging church posts. These included service as a papal diplomat in World War II, when then-Bishop Roncalli helped save an estimated 24,000 Jews. Later, as Pope, he sought to help resolve the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1962, 4 years into his papacy, John convened the Second Vatican Council. Its purpose was not to focus on errors, but to let some fresh air in. The refreshing breezes continued to circulate in his encyclicals, which focused on church unity, social justice, and world peace. He also promoted dialogue with Protestant and Orthodox Christians, Muslims, and Jews. People of goodwill around the world mourned John the 23rd's death in 1963. He was beatified in the year 2000 and canonized by Pope Francis in 2014. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio.
Sorry. La, 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 la. Your smile's always shining out, and they know what it's all about. It's not hard for them to figure out the way you show Jesus. You know love is what they heard, and you didn't even say a word. Ain't it funny, that's the way it works when you know Jesus. Oh, it's like flipping on a light switch when you're walking into this room.
Show me that.
The Way You Show Jesus. That's Show Jesus by Jamie Grace. Good morning. It's 7:20 a.m. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek here with my buddy Dave Parker. We're getting your morning started off the right way. This is a brand new endeavor for us at Holy Spirit Radio. And I'll tell you what, it feels really good to be here in the Delaware Valley as the only local Catholic morning show. This is something that we've needed for a long time. This is what my wife and Eileen and I were talking about. We've been talking about this for years, that wouldn't it be great if we had a local Catholic morning show? Well, you do now, and I'm so glad to be a part of it to help you get uplifted. You know, let's face it. This is good news. The good news of Jesus Christ is not bad news. It's good news, and I think a lot of times we get overwhelmed by the events of our daily lives. It's very easy to get blindsided. It's, you know, I've always found it relatively easy to encounter the Lord when you go to church on Sunday, but what happens once you leave the doors of the church? It gets a little more challenging, and we face obstacles, we face problems, but you know what? The Lord is always with us, and I think that's one of the main messages that I want to leave with you, and I know the folks at Holy Spirit Radio, that's the reason this station was founded, to let you know that God is with you and that you are not alone, no matter what it feels like. And certainly it does feel sometimes like you might be alone, but you're not. The Lord's always with you. And as a full-time Catholic evangelist, I travel around the country proclaiming this news. My mission is really one of awareness. We just need to become more aware that the Lord is with us. And I've shared with you, but in case you're a new listener, you might not be familiar with my story. I'm someone who has always struggled with anxiety. I'm an anxious person by nature. And through the grace of God, I've been able to experience peace in my life one day at a time. I've written several books, the first being A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, 50 Verses to Ease Anxieties. I've written several books, and I speak extensively on this subject of overcoming anxiety. How do I do it? I do it one day at a time with Jesus Christ by my side. And you know what? That is not a cliche. When you say personal friendship with Jesus, I don't mean it as a cliche. Me and the Lord talk frequently, I'm telling you. And I've, no matter what you've been through in your life in terms of anxiety, I could trade stories with you. My problem started when I was a young child. I've been on medication. I've had panic attacks. I've been in emergency rooms. But with the help of Christ, and that's what I want to try to share with you, and I hope I'll be able to communicate that over the airwaves here, with the help of Christ, I am really peaceful now. Even after leaving my career as a software developer, you know, for 30 years I did that, very secure job, paycheck coming in every other week, and now for the past close to 5 years I've been a full-time Catholic evangelist, which means there are no guarantees. But ultimately, who's the person that's in charge? It's the Lord. A lot of times we fool ourselves into thinking that I've got this under control. Well, to be honest with you, we're never completely in control, but the Lord is, and that's the good news. So we're here to lift you up. There are a lot of depressing stories you're going to hear on the news and maybe in your own life. But remember that God loves you, He's with you, and He is bigger than your problems. Now, we just played that song by Jamie Grace. I love that song because it's really uplifting. Show Jesus. And it really ties in with that gospel that we read today. The gospel message of, are you a Pharisee? And please understand, I am not pointing fingers because I am very guilty of this myself. I think we all can be at times. Are we really showing Jesus to others around us? And there was a story that I saw over the internet, and we've got this linked at our website at holyspiritradio.org, our Spirit in the Morning website. So check it out when you get a chance. But it's a story about a 17-year-old young man really living the words of the gospel, really being Jesus to another person. Let me share this with you. 17-year-old Cinquavius Driver joined his Aunt Connie for a trip to the dollar store. So they're wrapped up in their shopping, and they're starting to pull off when Cinquavius noticed an 81-year-old woman struggling to get out of her car. Now, she succeeded, but she was having trouble walking. Now, here's what's really interesting. Now, we've all seen situations like this. How would we respond, or especially put yourself into the position of a 17-year-old young man? I mean, I've been there. I know when I was 17 years old, I don't think I would have done this. The teen hopped out of the aunt's car without hesitation, and he helped the elderly woman to the sidewalk, and then he continued with her into the store. Now listen to this. She was there to get some soda, but she could barely walk. The 81-year-old explained that she had recently fallen, hurting her back and face. So the young man stayed with her the whole time, helping her to get her shopping done, and then saw her back to the car. 17 years old, stayed with the woman, helped her to get her shopping done, and then helped her back to the car. Now, his aunt watched on, and she was really touched by the compassion of her nephew. So what she did, she pulled out her camera, and she started taking some pictures. And again, you could see, we're going to have this article linked at our website at holyspiritradio.org. And she said this, "I was in tears taking pictures because he didn't hesitate to help her. And that made my heart happy," she said. "I'm so proud of him because I know and love that lady that raised him, my sister." And Connie proudly shared the photos of her nephew's kind deed on Facebook. And you really should check these out because they're really inspirational, saying, "I pray to God he continues to do great things in his life." Isn't that a great story? That's the kind of story that really makes me, it does my heart good, because it really is easy. No matter how hard we try to be good, it's very easy to fall into that role of the Pharisee. Yeah, I know what I'm supposed to do. God is good. But you know what? I got things to do. I'm so busy. And we can get wrapped up in our own life. But how can we show Jesus to somebody else today? Who is around you? And again, I understand that you may not even be able to get out of your house. You may be confined to your home. You may be listening from a prison. We have prisoners that listen to this program. You can do something. That something may be prayer. That something may be offering up your suffering. Or what about if you are in the workplace? Can you do something for that coworker that needs you today? Could you do something for that annoying coworker? We're called to love our enemies. And again, this is challenging, but the gospel's not for wimps. The gospel is a challenging message. And I think that if we take those words of the gospel to heart today, that's a challenge. That's a challenge that the Lord throws down for each one of us. What can I do to show mercy to someone else? This is the year of mercy, after all. We're all called to do that. We're called to be merciful as God is merciful. And you have no idea what everybody is going through. You know, have you ever been in line at the store, and all of a sudden there's an overring, and then there's all kinds of problems? You don't know what the cashier is going through. So maybe just a simple smile, that could change somebody's life. It doesn't have to be a big gesture, just something small. Like the story we heard from today, this really uplifting story. The 17-year-old young man helped an elderly woman who couldn't really get around in the store. Can you do something like that for somebody? Can you say a prayer for somebody? Can you help them? Can you inspire them? Can you lift them up? Can you say, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to say a prayer for you. I know you're struggling." It's amazing what a difference we can make in somebody's life. And let's face it, we are all called to make a difference. The Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:28. I'm Gary Zimak in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. This is a brand new show we're doing. We hope you like it. Let us know. Let us know what you think about the program. And listen, I'm still waiting for some more Scrapple emails. Are there any other Scrapple lovers in the Delaware Valley besides Gary Zimak? I'm starting to get concerned. Why don't you shoot me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let me know you're out there. Let me know your Scrapple story. I'll share some of my Scrapple stories with you maybe later on in the program. But I love Scrapple, and I'm proud to admit it. I am proud to be born and raised in the Philadelphia area. And I'm proud to be part of the Holy Spirit Radio family. It's great to be able to start the day with you on the program. And I hope you'll make this program a regular part of your day. Let your friends know that there's a new kid in town. Gary Zimak, Dave Parker, we're here for you every day, 7 a.m. on Holy Spirit Radio with Spirit in the Morning, the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show. Start your day with a friend. Spirit in the Morning, wake up time, 7:29. Time to rise and shine, Delaware Valley. God is good.
Quote from St. Therese of the Child Jesus in this year of mercy. There is no one who could frighten me, for I know too well what to believe about his mercy, about his love. I know that in the twinkling of an eye, all those thousands of sins would be consumed as a drop of water cast into a blazing fire.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
During the month of May, Holly Hill Health Foods will be celebrating its silver 25th anniversary. We are a family-owned business that has gradually grown over the years, thanks to the continual patronage of our many loyal customers. This month, representatives from many popular vitamin and healthy skin companies will be in the store every Friday and Saturday to offer samples, advice, literature, and even door prizes. To find out more about our upcoming lecture, Saturday, May 21st, and other coming attractions, please visit our website at www.hollyhillhealth.com. Holly Hill Health Foods is located in the Montgomery Commons Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. To reach Holly Hill by phone, call 215-361-7770.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:32. We're coming to you live from the Holy Spirit Radio Studios. You can tell it's early. I'm still not awake yet. But Dave Parker, what do you got for us?
Gary, I have some archdiocesan and parish announcements. We're in the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, and there will be a solemn mass and closing of the principal holy door of mercy on Sunday, November 6th, 2016, at 6:30 p.m., with confessions beginning at 5:30 p.m. And the celebrant is Archbishop Charles Chaput. And it will be held at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul at 18th Street and Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia, PA. And if anyone's interested to learn more about that, go on archphila.org/mercy, and you can find out more information about that. Also, the National Shrines Pilgrimage and St. Padre Pio Center. Pope Francis has declared that the Jubilee Year of Mercy will end on the Feast of Christ the King, November 20th, 2016. He also stated that an essential part of every Jubilee year is the Jubilee Indulgence. As this amazing year of grace and forgiveness draws to a close, journey with new horizons and the faithful on a pilgrimage with the saints. On our pilgrimage, we will first pass through the holy doors of St. Rita of Kasha and continue on with a tour of the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. There we will have time for prayer, confessions, and attend the noon Mass. After Mass, we will leave the Basilica and continue on our way as we pass through the holy doors of St. Catherine Drexel. After lunch on the restaurant bus, we will tour and visit the National Center of St. Padre Pio and venerate his relic. For more information, contact Helen Holroyd at 610-213-4141 or helenshorizons@gmail.com. And have the courage to go against the grain. A men's spirituality conference being held on October 29th, 2016, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The keynote speaker is Mr. Mark Houck, the founder and president of the King's Men. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. Further information, go to anthonyparish.org to register. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. It's a good idea. What we're going to try to do is give you more of these announcements of upcoming events in the Delaware Valley. We have so many local Catholic events happening, and we want to hear from you. Let us know about your event. You have an event coming up at your parish? Send me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. We'll get it on the air. We'll try to do our best to publicize it, because we want to help you. We want to be there for you, because we are your local Catholic radio station, Holy Spirit Radio, and we're going to try to bring you more of these announcements as they come in. We also have, from time to time, some announcements that we get, some press releases that come out from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and I think Dave has at least one that may have just come in. Dave, what do you got for us?
Gary. This is concerts at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul is proud to present an exciting season of concerts highlighting Philadelphia's rich choral tradition, alongside inspiring ensembles from around the world at the historic Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. The seven concert series will open its sixth season with the Washington, D.C. based group Choral Arts Society of Washington. Their program, An Italian Madrigal Journey, traces the evolution of the Italian madrigal as it crosses 16th century Europe, migrates into the British Isles, and continues to the present. So please join us, and contact information is Stephanie Brody, Associate Director of Communications, at 215-587-3747.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, for that. And again, you know, stay tuned to Holy Spirit Radio for more information. We're going to let you know what's going on in the Delaware Valley. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:37. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. This is Spirit in the Morning, a brand new program right here on Holy Spirit Radio. We thank you for tuning in. Let your friends know that there is this new local Catholic morning program. We're going to get your day started on the right way, on the right foot. Let's face it, there's a lot of depressing news in the world, and we have to be honest. We have to, of course, we live in the world, but we have to remember that God is in charge. God loves us, and you are never alone. We're going to play a song in a little bit from Carrie Job, and that reminder is so important, and that's the message that I think that's one of the most important messages that we can convey on this radio station, that you're not alone. It might feel like it, but you know, feelings, they're not right, they're not wrong. Feelings are just that, they're feelings. But what you need to remember is that God loves you, and that no matter where you go, no matter what you do in life, you are never alone, and that the Lord is with you. So here's what you need to do. You need to turn to Him and say, hey, Lord, I need help. Lord, I need help getting through this day. Believe me, I know what that's like. I know what it's like to struggle getting through the day. And I know what it's like to almost feel hopeless. I'm here to try to lift you up and make you realize that nothing is hopeless. Something might seem hopeless, but it really isn't. And, you know, every day we're going to give you the daily gospel reading, so you get to hear the Lord speak. A lot of times in the course of my work, and again, if you're not familiar with the work that I do, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. We also have that linked at our Holy Spirit Radio our website. But if you're not familiar with the work that I do, check it out. But a lot of times I do meet people as I travel around the country spreading the good news who say, Gary, God never speaks to me. If you read the Bible, God speaks to you. And I think that's something we forget. So let's do that together on the program, shall we? We're going to read the gospel each day. We heard that message today about the Pharisees. Are we becoming a little pharisaical? Are we too caught up in just listening to the rules and not really being Jesus to one another? You know, it happens to all of us. It happens to all of us. But let's continue to work on that. And it's going to be amazing what we can do if we stay together and we stay close to Jesus. Dave, I think you got something else for us?
I have another announcement, Gary. Thanks. And I think this is important. I'll just read it. Recently, Archbishop Chaput announced the launch of Project Rachel Ministry to benefit women and men who suffer with post-abortion trauma, a post-abortion ministry that seeks to provide healing to women whose lives have been affected by the decision to abort a child. In addition to sacramental reconciliation, the diocesan-based ministry provides a broad range of services, including pastoral counseling, spiritual direction, support groups, referrals to licensed therapists, and healing retreats such as Rachel's Vineyard and the Samson Retreat for Men. So I just wanted to get that on the air. Project Rachel was founded in 1984 in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. The ministry is now active in more than 110 dioceses across the U.S. For more information, please visit www.hopeafterabortion.org.
Thanks for that, Dave. That is a really great message, really good organization, something to keep in mind. And, you know, for more information, check out our website at holyspiritradio.org. Now, Dave, I have to say this. We're getting some messages in, but the messages are, now I should probably be happy about this, but I'm struggling. I don't know. The messages are, you guys are doing a great job. We love your show. But I'm still waiting for some of my Scrapple fans, you know. maybe I should be happy about these messages, but I'm still waiting for some of my Scrapple fans to email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org and let me know, do Philadelphians really like Scrapple, or is this a myth? Am I the only one?
I don't think so, Gary, but yeah. I mean, not to worry. I know they're out there. They're just right now being kind of the silent Scrapple majority.
That's right.
I don't know. You know, what's going on, folks?
That's right.
Call in. Let us know your position on Scrapple.
You know what? But I want to thank you for letting us know that you do enjoy the show. That does mean a lot. I'm just kidding around about the Scrapple. But you know what? I do love Scrapple. I'm not lying there. Thank you for listening to the program. I am Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The Spirit in the Morning wake-up time is 7:41 a.m. right now. It's a little bit nippy out there, but that can be expected for this time of year. It's going to get warm up a little bit out there. It's going to be a nice fall day. But, you know, it's had to have the heat on this morning coming to the drive, making the drive to the studio, Dave. I had to turn the heat on a little bit to warm my body up.
I did too in the car and at home. And Gary, as I peer out the window at this beautiful Holy Spirit radio station up in Doylestown on Rickerts Road, I see the sun out there. Nice. So again, we're in a good stretch, and it is that time of year.
Yeah, and you know, you bring up a good point, Dave. And this is funny. This goes back to when I was blessed to be able to, before I became a full time evangelist, I was blessed to be able to lead a catechism study group at my local parish. And one of the people in the group said something that I've never forgotten. As many of us do, she was struggling to get through life because she had difficulties in her life, as we all do. And she said that every time she sees the sun rise in the morning and she looks up in the sky and sees the sun, she thinks of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And to take it a step further, and I just love this, she said, when she feels the warmth from the sun, she feels his love for her. You know, I have never forgotten that. And every time I see the sun up in the sky, I feel the same thing. It's one of the ways that the Lord speaks through nature. And I think that sometimes we forget that. But, man, he speaks through nature. He speaks through other people. He speaks through the Bible. He speaks in so many different ways. And I believe he speaks through us here at Holy Spirit Radio. And certainly we always ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us so that we can give you the message that you need to hear. Now, your wake-up time is 7:43. I'm Gary Zimek, and I thank you for joining us on Spirit in the Morning, the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show. We're here to help you get your day started off right. And immediately after our program, we switch you back to the EWTN Network, of which we are a proud affiliate. We're proud to be an affiliate of the EWTN Network. We're going to send you to Daily Mass at 8 a.m. I mean, to be the opening act for Daily Mass, that's an amazing privilege. We're really grateful to be able to start your day. And we'd like to get your feedback. Since this is a new show, we'd like to hear what you think about the show. In addition to your Scrapple comments, you can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org and tell me what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Look, we can be honest with one another. You're part of our listening family. But you can be honest. Tell us what you need. Tell us what you like. Or can we pray for you? Prayer is so effective. I want to pray for you. The folks at the station want to pray for you. So send me an email at gary@holyspiritradio.org. It's 7:44. Rise and shine. God has given us another day. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
walking through the dark of night. Will not overtake me. I am pressing into you.
Not Alone by Carrie Joe. Boy, I'll tell you what, that is a powerful message. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to A Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. It's 7:49 a.m. I got to tell you, we are just about to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. So for all you worriers out there, I want you to hear that. But I have good news. Kind of good news. I'm getting some Scrapple emails. Let's start with one. We got an email from Rita. Dear Gary, enjoying your show. I would just like to say that as a person from Philadelphia, Scrapple was a staple. This is what I like to hear. My husband still buys it almost on a regular basis. We still enjoy it. We now live in Churchville, and the people here don't have a clue about Scrapple. Rita, we need to educate them, don't you think? And no, I do not want to know what it's made from. I'm with you there. We're not going to get into that, but anyway, we've got a Scrapple fan. Now, okay, to be fair and balanced, which we like to be at Holy Spirit Radio, I got an email from Roger. There's a bit of a mixed message in here. Roger writes to say, my brother, I hate Scrapple, and he capitalizes hate. So I don't think we have a Scrapple fan in Roger. However, he ends with go Birds. So Roger's an Eagles fan. He doesn't like Scrapple. I'm okay with that, right? He's an Eagles fan, but he doesn't like Scrapple. That's okay. And one final email, I have to say, this comes from, believe it or not, my daughter Elizabeth felt the need to write in. She said, ah, Scrapple, it's yummy with ketchup. See, I don't know. I don't know about the ketchup thing. It's always best cut thin. I agree. Never have too much because then you won't appreciate it anymore. Too much grease. Okay. You guys sound great. I love you, sweetie. Thank you for writing in. So, yeah, Scrapple is an important part of the Zimak family diet. We don't eat it too much, but we love it. Hey, you know what's really cool about this? The fact that you're writing in, you're letting us know that you're out there. We knew you were out there, and we're going to be here for you. We're going to continue to be here for you each day. So with that in mind, let's get to, and by the way, I just want to remind you also, let us know what we can do for you. Let us know what you think of the show. You can still send in your Scrapple stories, but let us know about your announcements. We want to help you. We want to reach out to you, whether you're listening in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, in Delaware. And yeah, we have listeners in all of those places, and we have listeners around the country because we stream live at holyspiritradio.org as well as TuneIn Radio. So let us know what we can do for you. You can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Now it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day, and we're going to have this linked on our website. Today's verse is a message from St. Paul in his letters to the Romans, Romans 12:12. And here's what he has to say. Rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. It's one of those verses that we can easily overlook. We might forget about it. We might not realize how important that is. And what St. Paul is saying in Romans 12:12 is, hey, there's something to be hopeful for. We've got the Lord. We've got our Lord and Savior by our side. We've got his real presence in the Eucharist. But we have his spiritual presence. So wherever you are now, Jesus is with you. Turn around and say hi. Say, hi, Lord. Thank you for bringing me to this new day. And, you know, when you do that, when you recognize his presence in your life, no matter where you are, what happens? You become hopeful. So when St. Paul says, rejoice in your hope, it makes sense because we do have hope. Even though it might not feel like it at times, you do have hope. And that's one of the things we want to remind you of on this program, is that there is always hope. He also says, be patient in tribulation. And here's what I like about St. Paul. You know, this guy didn't really have it easy. Sometimes we can look at a saint and say, well, yeah, he was a saint. He walked around with his hands folded, everything was perfect for him. No, St. Paul was persecuted. St. Paul spent time in jail. But yet St. Paul was still able to rejoice. Why? Because he knew that there was hope. And he says, be patient in tribulation. So he's being honest here. He's keeping it real, which is what we like to do in the city of brotherly love, right? We like to keep it real. And St. Paul is not saying you're not going to have problems. He says, yeah, you'll have tribulations, but you can still rejoice. Boy, isn't that a comforting message? I love when I hear that, because no matter what we are facing, we do have the Lord. And you know what? He doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So even though you might get a little down, you might get a little depressed, you might be struggling, you can rejoice because he doesn't change and he is bigger than your problems and he is always there. So rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. And finally, St. Paul ends up with one of the most important pieces of advice that we could ever get. Be constant in prayer. So many times we make the mistake of turning to worry instead of prayer. Worry, believe it or not, is a conscious act. We can't control the way we feel. So if we're going to be afraid, that's not something we can control. But I can control what I do with those feelings. So when I'm afraid, I can worry or I can pray. St. Paul is reminding us of the importance of being constant in prayer. So you're worried, you're stressed out, you're overwhelmed by the problems that you're facing. Turn to the Lord and say, hey, Lord, help me out, please. Help me to feel your peace, Lord. I trust in you. And, you know, you start doing that on a regular basis. It really is a process, and I think we need to train ourselves to do it. It's not something that comes natural for many of us. And as I told you, I'm somebody who tends to be anxious by nature. And I know I meet a lot of people because I, praise God, I become the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety. And I found that out one day when I Googled Catholic speaker anxiety and all of my information came up. So the Lord is using me to talk to my fellow worriers. And there's so many of us out there to say, listen, there is a way to experience peace in our lives, and that way is through Jesus Christ. And that's St. Paul's message in this Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Romans 12:12. And we will have that on our website at holyspiritradio.org. Just go to the website and click on Spirit in the Morning so that you can look at this and you can let the Lord speak to you through this powerful message. Even though it's written by St. Paul, as Catholics, we believe that every word of the Bible is God's inspired word to us. So that's God's message to you. You got something to rejoice about. Yeah, the Eagles lost this week, but that's okay. You might be having a hard time at work. You might be facing a crisis, whatever it is. You might be stuck in traffic right now. There are all kinds of problems that we can face on a daily basis, but you know what? God's in charge, and he's with you, and he loves you. And as we were reminded of in that song by Carrie Job, you are not alone. None of us are alone. It might feel like it at times, but you are not alone. I want you to know that not only is God always with you, and that's an important message, but we're here for you too at Holy Spirit Radio. So let's stay in touch. You let us know what you need. We want to pray for you. We want to put into practice St. Paul's words here. St. Paul's words are, be constant in prayer. Because prayer changes things. Sometimes we forget that. Did you ever hear somebody say, well, all I could do was pray? Well, guess what? That's a really powerful thing to do. The last thing that Jesus did before he was taken into captivity, what did he do? He prayed. You think it's important? It really is. So let's continue to work with one another. Let's be patient with ourselves, because I think we can be really hard on ourselves sometimes. This is a process. We're fighting this battle one day at a time. And together, let's do this on Holy Spirit Radio. You stay in touch with me, please. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is my email address. I want to hear from you, and I can't tell you what a thrill it is to be here, to be part of this new endeavor by Holy Spirit Radio in the Delaware Valley, Spirit in the Morning. I want to close the show with a prayer today, and we're going to send you over to the EWTN Radio Network for Daily Mass in about a minute, but let's close with this prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Increase in us, Lord, the faith you have given us, and bring to a harvest worthy to heaven the praise we offer you at the beginning of this new day. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we made it through another day. God willing, we're going to be back here tomorrow. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Keep in touch. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. If you want to find more information about the work that I do, maybe invite me to your parish. I would love to speak at your parish. I speak at parishes all over the United States. I would love to do more work in the Delaware Valley. So if you want to invite me to your parish, shoot me an email at Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Keep Dave and I and everyone at the station here in your prayers so that we can continue to proclaim the good news. And again, this is so special that you're starting your day off with us. We hope to hear you, to see you back here with us tomorrow. We want to be a part of your life. You know, it just wouldn't be the same without you. So know that we're here for you. Let us know how we can better serve you. And together, let's keep walking that road, which will one day lead to eternal life in heaven. Remember, you are never alone. God is with you. We're about to send you over to Daily Mass. If you're able to stick around, keep it tuned right here on Holy Spirit Radio so you can really listen to the greatest possible program that we broadcast, the Daily Mass. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Enjoy your day. You are here for a reason. God has blessed you, and He loves you. Take care.